On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
The two men hoping to be Prime Minister have appeared to rule out the proposed contingency plan for the Irish border after Brexit.
I think that the problem is very fundamental. It is really there. It has been devised by this country as an instrument of our own incarceration within the customs union and the single market.
Well, I'll take that note. I'll take that note. Come out. Mr. Hunt, would you?
The backstop, as it is dead.
Speaking at last night's Sun debate, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt agreed the so-called backstop shouldn't be part of a Brexit deal. Both said they'd rather have no agreement at all. The EU's previously said there can be no withdrawal deal without the backstop. Meanwhile, the woman going for the EU's top job has told MEPs she'd be prepared to give the UK another Brexit extension beyond the October deadline.
Should more time be required for a good reason? In any case, the United Kingdom will remain our ally, our partner, and our friend.
Ursula von der Leyen is set to replace Jean-Claude Juncker as European Commission President.
KMFM News.
A man in his 30s is in hospital after being punched in the face and kicked in Gillingham. The victim suffered facial injuries in Vicarage Road last Saturday morning before needing treatment at Medway Maritime. Police have released CCTV images of two men they're looking for. You can see them at kentonline.co.uk. New figures show there's been another rise in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. Last month, just over 29,000 were claiming jobless benefits. That's 840 more than in May. Unemployment in the county has steadily increased since last summer, going against the trend nationally. More funding is being put into stopping children and teenagers in Kent getting involved with gangs. Thanks to the police and crime commissioner, thousands more young people will get to hear from a reformed gang member who's warning them not to make the same mistakes that put him in jail. Francis Osea Apaya has been giving talks in schools across the county since 2017. Speaking on Matthew Scott's podcast, he says the government should be supporting more grassroots work to tackle the issue.
The funding goes to big nationwide charities who I normally quite refer to in conference as the big sharks. They make a bid, but they know how to make a bid to government to get these millions of pounds, and all they do is subcontract and subcontract to other people, and the work get lost.
Two cases of measles in Medway have been confirmed. Parents have been advised to vaccinate their children after the outbreak in Cuxton. Letters have been sent to schools, nurseries and health providers in the area. A memorial service has been held at Chelmsford Cathedral for former Gillingham Football Club boss Justin Edinburgh. The 49-year-old who managed the Gills from 2015 to 2017 died after suffering a cardiac arrest last month. The bells were rung this morning and flower tributes were laid outside featuring the Tottenham Cockerel, the team he used to play for.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Drones could soon be banned from parks and open spaces in parts of Kent. Council bosses in Tunbridge and Morling want to stop them being flown, as they say it can cause serious injury as well as causing a nuisance to the public. If plans are approved, anyone caught doing it could face an £80 fine. Meantime, dozens of parks in Kent have been named as some of the best in the country. 36 have been awarded Green Flag Awards, which proves they're clean, accessible and well run. The award started back in 1997. Helen Bingham, who's from Keep Britain Tidy, says it's important to protect our parks and open spaces.
They're free places that people can go and enjoy. You don't have to travel far to go to these places. You don't have to pay to get into them. You can just walk in there, whether you're 3 years old and want to go and play on the swings, or you're 80 years old and want to go and sit in the sunshine.
Bacalver Country Park, Samphire Ho and Cobtree Manor Park are among those recognised. We've got the full list at Kent Online. We're being asked what we think about plans to build more than 1,200 homes in part of Medway. Developers also want to put a primary school, care home, village hall and play area on farmland off Pump Lane in Raynham. More than 1,000 people objected to initial proposal, which was put in earlier this year by AC Goatham and Son, who are major fruit farmers. A final decision's due in September. And the historic launch sending astronauts on their mission to put man on the moon is being marked this afternoon. It's 50 years since Apollo 11 blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where celebrations are taking place today.
KMFM Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket at St Kent are trying to bowl out Hampshire on the final day of their county championship match. It's been a high-scoring game at Southampton. A short time ago, the home side were 186 for 5 in their second innings. They lead by 40 runs, with Kent yet to have their second go with the bat. That's the latest. Next update at 2.